Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello everyone, I'm Kat Farmer.
And I'm Marianne Jones, and this is Been There, Done That, You've Got the Podcast.
Right, and this week we ask you to share your experiences of breaking up with friends. How to do it tactfully and whether it worked or not.
I mean, we've been talking, haven't we, for about 10 minutes before we've even recorded this about our, well, not even that many trials and tribulations, but the good, the bad and the ugly about friendships, haven't we?
Well, It's not something that I've particularly come across in my life. A couple of times, but other people may beg to differ. But I like to think, and my good friends would say, that I am actually quite an easygoing person. I don't hold grudges at all.
Yeah,
not at all. And if there is something that bothers me, I am not remotely confrontational. So I will just withdraw. But not to the point that I don't ever want to see them again. I've never had that. Get out of my life. Set me free, why don't you, babe? Go on. I was going to get a chance.
Not done that for a while.
I know. Sorry, my fault.
Keep me hanging on. Right, so I have had falling out with less than a handful of people, less than three people in my entire long lifetime. Both for pretty different reasons, both of them terminal. Both of them, I would say, absolutely not of my doing, but, you know, they might beg to differ, but they're not on the podcast, so tough tits.
I do think there are two sides to every story, for sure, but I do think it comes back to me, says all the time, people change. And one of the adults, it's a mantra, Maz.
Oh,
it's not really.
I liked this. Is this what you've just told me? Yeah, go on, do it.
I remember someone saying to me years and years and years ago, and it's so good. Friends, you can sum them up. You have friends for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
I love that.
And I don't think anything wrong with that, with acknowledging that it doesn't mean that, you know, you have somebody, be it, you know, a work friend. I mean, be it a uni friend, be it a work friend, be it a uni friend, be it a baby friend, be it whatever it might be, you know, maybe it's, do you know what, it could be a partner's wife or a partner's girlfriend that you saw lots of, and then you just distance, you know, life happens and new friends and you're in a different stage of life. It doesn't mean that you don't like these people. It just means that you could see them, have a great time with them, but you just, they're not, lots of friends, I think, aren't the sort of friends that you want to see over and over and over again, because your life's moving different directions.
I think a good example of that is like antenatal class friends.
Yeah.
That sort of thing, where you're going through this monumental thing together. However, you know, I had absolutely not one thing in common apart from being pregnant with any of the mums to be that I met in NCT classes. Literally not one thing. I think similarly, at the school gate, I've got friends that I still have now because we became such good friends. And I've got friends that, you know what, at that in that space and at that time, we were all doing the same thing, but they weren't particularly my type of person. I like them, but I would never go on to become really close with them. That's fine.
Well, I think the issue comes is when you think that but they don't.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Your life goes in one direction and theirs doesn't. And I think that is when there is resentment, as in, you know, you're not my friend anymore. I mean, I have had it over the years. You know, you get busier and you've got kids, and you've got whatever you've got, doing so much stuff, and other people, their lives might not be as busy as yours. And there is that, you know, and I've had friends say to me, oh God, so-and-so is asking after you. You know, you never ring her. She says, well, she never rings me. She never calls me. I'm the one who's really busy and I'm supposed to pick up the phone. And I always say to them, oh my God, give me a ring, text me, let me know if you're around, let me know if you're in town, let me know, and we'll go for coffee. But no, they'd much rather go and do the whole, oh, she's so busy. Never rings me. Never rings me, never see her. But like, well, do you know what? Phone works both ways.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose overall, the friends that I'm still very close to, apart from ones that I was brought up with.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going back to Liverpool in a week or so to see them. And then I've collected friends over the years. I've had my uni friends, my postgraduate friends, friends from every different workplace. And in fact, those sorts of things, like a job, which comes to the same thing as business level. Because I said to you before, I clicked with you, not because we were school mums, but because I think we both understood the industry we worked in and both understood the demands that we were both under in our professions.
And interestingly, I do think there was a, not a frustration, but there was a camaraderie in being surrounded by, not everybody at all, but a proportion of people who didn't understand that. And there's always a judgment, and always and it's nice to think, do you know what, somebody understands and can see things from my perspective. And I think that's, you know, I mean, that's what makes a friendship, isn't it? But I do know I've got friends from years and years and years and years ago who I can genuinely see 2-3 times a year. I text them, we don't text all the time at all, you know, birthdays, holidays, high days. And then when I see them, it's as if I saw them 3 minutes ago.
Totally. I think low maintenance versus high maintenance. I do not do high maintenance. I haven't got time to do it. I don't like people in my life who are massively high maintenance. Conversely, I don't think luckily my husband doesn't listen to this. I don't think I'm a high maintenance person.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean,
you've not disagreed.
Oh, sorry. You're not remotely high maintenance. You are. I don't think you're not remotely.
I can't be bothered. Kat. I'm not needy, and I don't like neediness. Is that awful?
No.
Although I'll always be there if someone does need me. I don't like it as a trait.
Well, but that's like, but I don't do needy anything. I don't do needy kids. I don't, you know, I mean, we were talking the other day about, you know, sleep, and I do remember it was a sleep specialist that said to me, you know, but I said, my kids sleep really well. And someone said, oh, my kids don't. And we went through, well, so what do you do? And they bet they were babies, they were absolute babies. And someone said it was what she did. And it was, and she looked at me and said, what do you do? And I said, well, by stage one, where, you know, she's done 95 things after sort the baby crying, I've just left the baby,
That's such classic Gina Ford.
But I didn't know what else to do. It's because it's not in my nature to fuss. I can't bear fussing. I cannot. I've no time. I mean, if you are ill on my watch, God help you. God help you.
Florence Nightingale, you are not.
Absolutely no way. And people who, you know, it's all these things, isn't it? They lean into, they like drama, whether it be illness, whether it be you haven't rung me, whatever it might be. It's just, oh my God, get on with it.
Get on with it. Well, let's get over to you talking about getting on with it. Let's do some of the whys. So one listener says, I was told I wasn't a true friend because I wouldn't buy them, presumably her friend, champagne for their birthday.
Oh, well, this is an interesting one. So asked me to transfer her, £1.80 for chips after I paid for all her drinks one night. Can't bear tight people.
That could have been me. I can't bear tight people.
Cannot. cannot bear it.
Tell you what, this must have been some time ago. You can't get a bag of chips for £1.80 now, can you?
Goodness me.
Oh, we are. Kat, you'll love this one. Too sweary. The really bad words, the C word.
Do you know what?
Luckily, I don't judge you on that.
I know. And that, but that, I think, is fine. If you don't want to be friends with someone that does that, that's absolutely fine. If someone said to me, I can't bear it, you swear too much, I'd like, I'm really sorry about that. I don't do it offensively. We're obviously very different people. Not a problem. Don't be my friend.
F off.
Is this your chance now, Maz? You've got one chance. One chance to escape.
Might I just say it? So this person was competitive with all her kids. I think that means she was pitting her kids against.
Yeah.
I've come across that.
Been there, done
and,
that.
Yeah. And their husband. Yeah. Got the podcast.
Yeah.
And their husband was a complete creep. Quite blimey.
This, I think, is really interesting. We had lots like this, that someone realised that she only contacted me if she'd had a bad day.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I think,
is telling, isn't it?
Really, I mean, that almost comes down to that, well, you never ring me. You know, you never ring me. Well, it's very, very, it's selfish. And yeah. It's very, very victim.
Yeah.
Very victim.
True. And one listener, this really made me laugh. It's obviously a school gate thing. I just drive very quickly in and out of school, pick up and pray for year six.
Oh my Lord.
Presumably when the kids aren't together or something.
Absolutely.
With the other. Oh, it's very funny. I worked with my best friend. Mistake. All went wrong and haven't spoken to her for years.
So I assume that they were friends before.
Yeah, they must have
been. And then went to work with each other.
Well, let's hope that's not to me and you then,
Kat. Oh, it's been too long now. It's not going to happen, is it?
Oh, I hope not.
No.
I don't think we're the personality types, are we? And then lots and lots of advice, which many of you said, I am in this situation and I would like to get some advice about it. Can you give me this advice? So here goes with the listeners that gave that advice.
Yeah, it's not from us, by the way. Can we just preempt this?
It's not us.
If it doesn't work, don't come back.
Yeah, we don't know. Politely decline. I would say there's a theme here. I would say most of the themes are non-confrontational and slightly let just ghost the person.
Yeah.
So politely decline all invites, then don't answer texts and so on until they get the message.
Yeah. And there's, ghost them. Oh, someone says go from phone call to WhatsApp to email. Oh, God, email. That's a bit brutal, isn't it?
Yeah. I suppose you don't really email your friend, do you?
If you end up on email, then,
if they haven't got the message by the email, you've had it, haven't you? I felt sad and upset every time I met them. I did it gently and it took time.
So that's a really interesting point, actually. Somebody else said, you know what? I don't know if I should or shouldn't defriend them. That was another thing.
Oh,
and I, again, remember being told a brilliant piece of advice. And it was a friend is somebody who makes you feel better about yourselves when you're with them. Not worse.
Oh God, that's such a good way of judging
Isn't
things.
It?
Yeah. Do you come away feeling good about the night and yourself?
Yeah.
Or like, at least that's another month till I have to see you again.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yes. It's so true because there are those people that always make you feel, and at the time, you're having a really nice chat and they're normally quite intrigued. They only try and get stuff out of you and you're chatting to them.
And then you analyse it later and you're and like,
But then you realise you're making me feel really shit. You're making me feel really shit about my life choices, about my life, whatever it might be, whatever it might be. And you think, do you know what? Nah, actually, I don't need to wake up the next morning and think, oh, that was rubbish.
This other listener says, I stood up to someone who had constantly belittled me. It was a relief to have her out of my life. That's what I felt with these two former friendships. Absolutely flooded with relief.
You see, it's interesting.
And that's telling in itself rather than missing them.
Yeah, you see, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I've only really done it once and I felt nothing but massive guilt. But I did. It was me explaining, because I think, I didn't want to ghost. I didn't want to ghost them. I didn't, and I had withdrawn. And I tried to explain it as in, look, these are the reasons, why. And it was, I feel really shit. I've drama seen you. Do I think you belittle me? I didn't say belittle me, but I said it, and it took me ages to write it, absolutely ages. Oh, and I was like, oh my God, I've done it, thank goodness. Thinking, had I got an email like that, I would have been mortified. But then, and I think this, I can imagine that there'll be so many people that agree with this, with this, these sorts of people, you get that back, how dare you say that about me? How dare you criticize me? I don't know what you're talking about. I do nothing of the sort. You have now made me feel like the worst person in the world, and I can't believe this. I'm so upset. You need to apologize to me. What? No, I've just told you. I've just told you you really upset me, and now I've got to apologize for you for telling you you upset me. How does that work?
A lot of people said that they tried the approach, you know, the kind of direct approach, because they didn't want to do the ghosting thing, thinking that was the more decent thing to do. And most of the time it backfires. This woman says, listener says, I told her I was fed up with her attitude, put the phone down, never spoke to her again. It was actually harder than breaking up with a boyfriend, but I totally did the right thing.
Someone said this, I haven't defriended. I'm a stupidly loyal one, but I've been friend dumped. She literally stopped contacting me, didn't respond to my calls, etc. I asked her why many years later when I bumped into her, and she said, I don't know.
Okay, but this is what you were saying earlier. I realized after 25 years she's a narcissist and only brought me down. I just cut ties completely. And what I noticed, the theme here was Kat, which surprised me. A lot of these friendships had been, and one of them up to 50 years, like long friendships.
This one, I mean, you know, it's so needy and only ever talked about themselves and always the same stuff. Never asked how I was or family, except for once she saw a post on Facebook. My husband was about to go for an op, and then straight away with seconds asking what was going on,
rather than how are you?
What can I do to help?
Yeah.
And I think that's it. I think as women, you know, I think it's okay to turn around and say, not all women are lovely. Not all women are lovely. Don't get me wrong. Oh my God, I have. You know most of them, the most incredible group of women. And I've got, you know.
You've got the most lovely friends. Many of them we share.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. I'm from years and years and years and years ago. And they are women who are just magnificent. But I think the older you get, the more you do come across women and just think, you give women a bad name. Not love, Marianne.
You give women. God. A bad name. God. This listener says she constantly complained about inconsequential things. When my husband was going through a kidney transplant and other major life events, she didn't once ask how things were, and yet still lent on us for support. The last straw, can't believe this. The last straw was complaining about the pain from her latest tattoo. When my husband was in so much pain, he was crying. I just gradually stopped replying and meeting up. It was a bit awkward, but she got the message eventually. God, that is just unreal, isn't it?
It's hard. And I think it's almost harder if you've known them for ages. Because also, I think you are then immune to them. You know, they think, you know, it's, as I always say, you know, lots of people in their life have to have that one person.
Yeah.
I call it kick the dog.
Yeah.
So it's when you want to make yourself feel better about yourself, you basically turn around and give someone else a shit ton of grief.
Yeah.
And there are women like that who basically, you know, my life's not great. Oh, who can I ring to make feel worse? Them. Brilliant. Made you feel worse. Now I feel better.
Yeah.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, this is the one that I was telling you, up to 50 years friendship. She's going through it at 52. So obviously she was a baby friend with this other woman. And I've emotionally let go of a friend I've known for 50 years. She has absolutely no interest in me and my life. Constantly talks about herself. I've supported her through tough times. She never reciprocates. So I've stopped chasing her to see how she is. The gaps between us seeing each other are getting bigger. I'm learning to be okay with that. It's hard. I don't need someone in my life who just takes. And every time I saw her, I came away feeling rubbish.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And she says, now I've let her go emotionally. That felt really cathartic to write. So thank you. It's obviously she's had that. She's had that inside for a long time, hasn't it?
She says it's taken me years of upset to get to this stage, but I feel so much better for it. And I do think as women, we are conditioned to support, especially our generation. You know, you need to support other women because you need to, because nobody else does. Bollocks.
Well, even if that friendship's making you feel bad.
Yeah.
And that's not how it should really work.
Exactly. Not at all.
Yeah. Someone else says, phase them out, decline invitations. Soon you don't get invited at all. I'm too old for this bullshit.
See, I stood up to someone who had constantly belittled me. It was a relief to have her out of my life. And I think, again, I mean, we keep talking about, interesting, this has come up again and again, the amount of women that say that other women are narcissists. It's something that normally... especially, bear in mind that I'm in a year of speaking to single women. It's constantly being used about men. But the more I see, the more I know that women can be real narcissists as well.
Well, everyone can.
Totally. But it's normally something I think that's bad.
It's associated with toxic men, isn't it?
Yeah.
I realised after 25 years, like you've just said, she's a narcissist and only brought me down. I just cut ties completely.
Yeah. I just stopped contact. She slept with the person I was in love with. That's fair enough.
That is a reason.
That's a reason.
From experience, these people just stop speaking and texting, but then watch all the stories. Oh, nice.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the issue with social media, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is really sad. Look, see, I've been manipulated and have made a point of saying, hey, this is uncomfortable for me, but have been ignored. So I had to quietly unfriend them. You see, sometimes it can be a group. Yeah. Basically stop communicating with them as much. I always try to be kind about it, but have had this method blow up in my face. Mm. That's the other thing. I think often women like this who do try and belittle other women. I mean, it's basically bullying.
It is a form of bullying, especially when there's a group involved.
Yeah. And then when you try and say something, suddenly they become the victim.
Yeah.
If you try and accuse somebody, I mean, that's classic narcissistic behaviour.
And gaslighting.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and this is similar with this other listener. I got caught up in a friendship with some bitchy girls, saw some comments making a joke of my son who has mental health issues.
Okay,
this is just beyond. Yeah. I stopped going on my regular walks with them. I don't miss the drama and judgment. And by quietly backing away, I've saved myself a lot of grief. That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah. This is another one. Look, you see, she was too judgy of me after 30 years and humiliated me at a dinner party. Again, it comes down to, it's not, I personally don't think confronting them is going to help anything. I think you just withdraw. I think silence is a much more powerful weapon.
I wonder whether we put up with it in our female friendships more than blokes would, in a funny way. I don't know. I just do wonder whether we, I mean, because a lot of these... our listeners have almost been putting up with these friendships or had these friendships for decades.
It's bullying because I think you then feel, I think it's because you feel, I think A, part of you feels complicit in it. You think, what have I done to deserve this? Secondly, I do think it comes back to, it's been drummed in us for so many years. Women support women. You need to keep the womanhood together. You know, it's us against the men. We can be our own worst enemies.
But also be supportive, be nice.
Yeah.
Don't be confrontational. I think it's all of those typically feminine traits that maybe we've had drummed into us from being little. Be kind. You never get blokes being told that. Be kind.
Well, I
said. Or be kind, be kind. It's always women starting those movements and saying those things. When did you last have a bloke saying that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've said it to my boys for years, and I do know so many men who are so incredibly, incredibly kind. I think, in my experience, men are less judgmental than women.
I wonder whether, though, what I'm trying to say is whether they would put up with it, or many years before that, they'd have just gone, you know what? see ya.
I just don't think they ring each other. I just think they just stop. I think it's easy just to walk away. And I don't think there'd be any on either side.
There's maybe not the same depth of relationship in male friendships as women. I mean,
I don't know about that.
I mean, or maybe when I say, I mean, they've got guys, but do they really kind of give heart and soul to those friendships? I think the man that does that's it's not the norm in a male relationship. Male friendship.
Yeah, I don't think men rely on their friendships as much as women.
Or have maybe as many friends that they have to navigate.
I do know. I remember, almost a year and a half ago, speaking to my divorce lawyer, and she said, even if I asked all my happily married women friends, what would you give up, your husband or your female friends? She said, I can count on one hand the amount of women said, I would give up my female friends. Husband first. I rely on my female friends.
But then
more.
Again, she was a divorce lawyer.
Her point was that she was saying, she was saying to it about her happily married friends.
Oh, I get you.
Clients.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, finally, if you're brave enough, one listener says, it doesn't have to be tactful. A simple F off. Well, you can say it because I don't say the word.
I'm not going to say it.
F off, but spelt in full. Works a treat. What do you think about that?
I do.
Most people wouldn't be brave enough to
do know
that.
What? I think I'm going to do a Michelle Obama. I'm going to do when they go low, you go high.
But what would you do? I withdraw.
I withdraw.
I just do it. Yeah. And ignore. No.
I didn't even try and confront. I didn't even try, I just tried to explain. And I just tried to, because I wanted to sort of say, I don't know if you realise that you're doing this. So I didn't want to just go, and I wouldn't want anyone, like that woman said, to turn around and go, why did you do that? I go, oh, well, it was this. And her say, we could have saved, we could have got through that. So I tried to explain and said, look, I'm just telling you, I don't know if you mean, I'm sure you do. And I actually did say, I know you don't know you're doing it. I don't think you realise you're doing it. But when you say these sorts of things, it's upsetting. I find it upsetting. And I just wanted to let you know. So, yeah, and that blew up in my face.
Confrontation, explanation can often blow up in your face. I think what we're sensing from this is withdraw, move on.
And you know what? You are allowed to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You are allowed to do that. You are allowed to just, you don't have to give anyone an explanation. As much as it's fine, as much as you can, tiptoe quietly away.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
Find those people that make you laugh.
Exactly. What's a good note to end on? It's a wrap, folks. Thank you for sharing your tales of, friendship breakups, really.
Jolly. Now, do you know what I think, though? Can I just say what that does do? Is I think it proves that actually when you do find a good one, save it, savour it, and value it with your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Enjoy it. Enjoy every minute with your good mates. Yeah.
Otherwise, you have what I have with you, which isn't great. Now, don't forget that you can take part in our mini pods by following us on Insta at @IGotThePodcast. We always put up questions and other extras there.
Meanwhile, enjoy your week, and we will see you on Thursday. Bye.
Bye-bye.